Good morning on the Chris Fade Show, 7:27. We just heard part one, the legendary Michael Phelps here in Dubai with Under Armour. And, this guy, we're getting messages saying that the dude's a legend. When you're in his
presence?
Yeah, you know that he's a legend.
Yeah, definitely. He's such a calm guy. And you two rocked up to the interview with swimming caps and pink goggles. Honestly, I was so scared and embarrassed for you guys.
All right.
You're honestly.
You'll hear what Rossi and I did with Michael Phelps coming up. But we did kick off part two with Rossi. You asked him a pretty good question.
I wanted to know about his son and swimming. There's nothing wrong with that.
My instructor who taught me how to swim has worked with Boomer, a handful of times, right? 5-6 times. And he loves the water. I got videos this morning of him just going crazy in the water. He loves being in the water. I guess Nicole and our nanny saw him kind of doing a butterfly motion. I guess he's seen me do it a couple of times. So.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet.
Maybe he'll be a swimmer.
Would you
we'll
want
see.
Him?
If he wants to.
Sure.
I grew up with, my mom never really pressuring me to do something. It was all what I wanted to do. So I think that's kind of the way that I hope to look at it and to help him. And if he wants to play a sport, great. If he doesn't, it's his choice. I want him to find his passion like I found mine and to be able to go and accomplish the goals and the dreams that he has. So I would rather him play golf, to be honest.
You just won some tournament the other day.
I had a nice putt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the celebrity European Masters. It was the actual round of golf we were supposed to play got rained out, so we had a putt off. So I sunk the winning putt, and so we got another trophy to put in the case.
Look at that. And where are the medals, just real quickly? Are they at home in the...
Just in a little secret spot. She's the only other person in the world that knows where they are.
Really?
So, and I think the crazy part, before we did the SI shoot with all the medals on, we were carrying them through airports.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 50, 60 pounds of metal. Yeah. The bag ripped because they were so heavy. The handles ripped off because they were so heavy.
Olympian
so,
problems.
Yeah, I know. First world problems.
Well, hold on. You're both together right now. I'm always worst case scenario guy. You're both together. Can a third person know where they are?
No.
Make it? Because it's just no?
No.
No? All right. Okay. All right.
Mom doesn't even know where they are.
Really?
No.
Wow, man.
I don't take them out. I don't really look at them. Okay. I mean, there's something that was obviously a huge part of my career and a huge part of my life, but I think they are very special. It's a lifetime goal and dream to be able to do what I did, and but I think the biggest thing that I don't want them to define who I am as a person. That's I think the biggest thing for me. So now, being able to do some of the things that we're working on with mental health, with water safety, continuing to grow my swimming brand, these things are bigger, I think, than the first two things, mental health and water safety, are bigger than medals. If I can save a life from somebody who's going through a mental health disorder, or save a life to teach a kid or an adult how to swim, that I think is more important and bigger in life than me winning a couple of medals.
Well, I love the person that you are before, and I love the person that you are right now. It's great that Under Armour have brought you here to the Middle East and Dubai. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Now, thank you.
I know we're getting the wind up here, but I just need 60 seconds. Rossi and I want to demonstrate. We need you to tell us who's the better swimmer.
Guys.
Okay.
Could you do that?
Sure.
Ross pretty believes that we shouldn't have done this, but I'm going to roll with it. I know it's going to take 60 seconds. We're just going to use the floor here.
Okay.
Do you mind that?
Sure.
This is
okay.
The idea. They're going to show you their best stroke.
Best stroke.
Do you have a preference?
I don't know. What do they feel comfortable doing?
I can do any stroke.
Well,
I'm really good.
I won the 25
really
meters in breath stroke back in high school.
So you pick the stroke and we'll do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a swim-off right now in Dubai in the conference room. Get ready.
I'll go first.
Who's going first? Rossi. Chris, you have to move.
All right, let's do some breath stroke. Oh, there we go. There we go. Got it going. Butterfly?
Go, Rossi.
Go, Rossi shirt. Rossi shirt.
Butterfly.
Butterfly.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Okay, Chris.
Chime in. We got Chris coming in. Let's go.
What do you need?
Go.
Come on.
Breaststroke. Let's do it.
Front crawl.
Oh, it's hard.
Look at his man butt.
Backstroke.
Okay.
Legs straight. I always got torn.
Yeah. Okay, now, Michael, it is up to you to decide who is the winner of our stroke-off.
I mean, you guys both did different strokes, so it's, the breaststroke, I'm going to go over here. Butterfly, I think you got it.
Oh!
High five, back.
Backstroke was nice, too.
Thank you very much, man. No worries. You're an absolute star.
Thanks,
Michael Phelps.
Thank you. Virgin Radio.